World markets are worried about China right now. Growth is slowing in China, and its stock market has taken a major plunge this month. Down 2% today. Monday was the worst decline since 2007, 8.5%. Unlike the open markets in New York, London, and Frankfurt, China's government can meddle in its stock market, and President Xi Jinping has a decision to make. Can he step in and save his country's stock market? Overseas investors have been taking a total of $6.4 billion out of China since November. Chao Deng is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong. Welcome to The Takeaway, Chao Deng.
Thanks so much, John.
What will stop this slide in the Chinese market? Does anyone know?
Yeah, I think people know. I think local investors have the assumption that the government is going to step in to stop the slide in the market. They've tried, though, with this latest sell-off the past 3 days, that the confidence from investors that the government can stop the slide is shaky. But I think still there is this expectation that the government will step in and will continue its support measures.
And the support measures include restricting certain large investors from selling or from trading. And there's a real split in the people who participate in the market. I mean, on the one hand, there are the large investors, but then there's also this wealth effect of Chinese citizens who are participating in the market. And as they see their savings and their accounts erode, it has political significance in Beijing, yes?
Right. And the local Chinese investors have historically been very speculative investors. They pull in and out of the market quite quickly. And remember, it's not just your local mom and pops. There's also a lot of newly formed private, the equivalent of hedge funds in the West now in China, that are trading the market. Very young fund managers trying to make money in the market.
There's a huge percentage of people in the market who are very, very young. What does that mean in terms of the kinds of investments being made right now?
I mean, I think Chinese investors have time and time called their market a policy-driven market. They are momentum traders. They look at where government rhetoric is. They look at expectations for what the government wants in the market. So we can't say that, Chinese investors are uneducated and therefore are, selling and buying on whim. They kind of have a close ear to what's being said in state-owned media to try to trade and chase after trends and chase after where the government is directing the market.
But if investors are listening to the same signals, then the market is inclined to move in one direction, and that makes it more difficult when a slide happens. Everybody's listening to the same signals. Everybody's making the same decision.
Right. It also puts the onus on the government when a slide happens to rescue the market. When the market was going up, it was going up for about a year until mid-June. The government, through its state-owned media channels, was pushing the market to go up. And now that the market has gone down, there is an onus on the government to basically take responsibility for this.
So everyone is sort of holding their breath, hoping that the Chinese government can come up with some way of stopping this slide. And, do they have a lot of weapons left in the toolbox or tools left in the toolbox?
They have a lot of money, and they've made clear that the central bank will support the market and do whatever it takes. But, people expect the market to remain volatile. One reason they expect it to remain volatile is because of something called margin financing. Investors have been borrowing money from their brokerages as well as from unofficial lenders to make bigger bets on stocks that they would be able to normally. And that practice makes the market run up fast, as we've seen in the past year, but it also exasperates the market's declines. When you have leverage in the market, people are worried about the market sell-offs being particularly bad.
What kinds of margin calls can people or margin trades can people make? I mean, can you bet 10 to 1, 100 to 1 on margin accounts in China?
It depends on the brokerage. I believe there are different requirements, different flexibilities from each brokerage. But say if you put in 100 US dollars or 100 yuan, you would be able to borrow 50%. More than that in some cases.
Well, that's not outrageous, but collectively it does add to volatility in the market. Chao Deng, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Chao Deng is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong.